I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. You know fall is coming when the wild asters start to bloom. This native perennial flower is hardy, tough, and long-blooming. It's also known as the Michaelmas daisy, as it blooms into the end of September during the Feast of St. Michael. But there's more to this wildflower than what we see in meadows. In the garden, paired with goldenrod, sedum, and rudbeckia, it's an amazingly easy perennial to grow for beautiful fall color. It all starts with varieties. There are two main types of asters available, the New York aster and the New England aster. New England asters stand 3 to 4 feet tall with thick, hairy leaves. New York asters grow a bit shorter with smooth leaves and are more susceptible to wilt diseases. There's also the aromatic aster that has late-blooming large blue flowers and leaves with a pleasant aroma when brushed. The wood aster features small white flowers and blooms in the shade. Mixing and matching different aster varieties is a sure way to extend the flower show. Most asters grow best in full sun on well-drained soil. To get more flowers, pinch the growth points of your asters in July so it bushes out. To get more aster plants, in spring every 3 to 4 years, divide plants and move them around your garden. Deadhead to keep them flowering and to reduce self-sowing of baby plants. Asters may get a few diseases. Select modern varieties that are powdery mildew and rust resistant. Insects such as lace bugs may cause the foliage to look unsightly, but these pests rarely harm the plant in the long run. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about fall root crops. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.